On to our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording, which begins with news of a fine for a fly-tipping offender. A city business director has been hit with fines totalling more than £4,000 for dumping waste around the outskirts of Norwich. Frankie Gunner of Wilberforce Road pleaded guilty to fly-tipping waste, namely building materials such as plasterboard, wood and other materials, on two separate occasions. He was also guilty of failing to comply with requirements regarding the furnishing of written descriptions in relation to the transfer of waste from July the 17th to July the 31st last year. Gunner, director of City Skimmers, was sentenced at Norwich Magistrates Court, with Norwich City Council prosecuting the 29-year-old. A Norwich City Council spokesman said, "Fly tipping is a blight on our neighbourhoods and cannot be tolerated. Most people are proud of our city and treat our streets with respect, so the council will take action against fly tippers whenever we can." However, the campaign has been criticised recently for its inaction against fly tipping after Norwich was named the worst in the country for penalising people dumping unwanted items in September.
People in Norfolk who have solar panels on their homes are being warned about a new scam. The warning from Norfolk County Council comes after a homeowner received a call during which the caller claimed they needed to arrange a 10-year maintenance inspection of their solar panels. The cold caller then attempted to make an appointment to visit and inspect the system. A spokesman for the council said, "Our advice is always to be very wary of any approach made in a telephone cold call, never agreeing to services, to having work done, or for someone to visit your home if approached in this manner. We also advise that solar panel owners talk to their supplier before allowing any work or maintenance to take place on their solar panels, as generally a solar panel system does not need servicing. Anyone facing issues related to either this or similar cold call cases is being advised to call the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 0808 223 1133.
Norwich City footballers Ashley Barnes and Jose Cordoba have helped celebrate the launch of a new gardening space at a community facility. Rhino Greenhouses gave The Nest in Norwich the fetching glass structure complete with all the accessories it needs to improve its gardening setup. The Nest, near Norwich Airport, is the hub for Norwich City Community Sports Foundation. It features 3G pitches, grass pitches, cafes, event spaces, and an adventure playground over a leafy 22-acre site, and now a brilliant greenhouse. The new addition came about after The Nest's groundskeeper, Alex Fern, completed a superhero triathlon to raise money for a greenhouse to support his work. After hearing about his endeavours, the Rhino Greenhouses team decided to step up with a donation. Andrew White, head of sales and marketing, said, "As a proud Norfolk company, with our local community at the centre of everything we do, we are delighted to be able to help and support The Nest in any way we can. When we heard about Alex's story, we wanted to do anything we could to ensure that the groundskeepers at The Nest can grow a variety of plants all year round."
A city community centre saved from closure hosted a special event to showcase its progress. Phoenix Community Centre in Marlcross Road was at the edge of shutting down just 8 months ago. Now it has hosted a showcase of its projects for the public thanks to a financial boost from a gas distribution network, Cadent. It stepped in to partner with the charity by providing £95,000 of funding for the next 2 years as part of its Centre for Warmth programme. The centre, which is the hub for Milecross Phoenix projects, offers a wide range of services for the community. These include education, recreational activities, a social supermarket, a weekly food bank, a community cafe, and a warm bank. With the extra funding, the centre can now offer slow cooking courses, citizens' advice support, and energy efficiency advice. The money will also help with running costs and provide resources for upskilling volunteers and staff. This is a much needed boost to help our community, who will benefit from the extra support and advice during the winter months and the ongoing cost of living crisis.
A multi-million pound hospital revamp to combat a shortage of mental health beds is not expected to be ready until next year, following fresh delays to the scheme. The Rivers Centre at Helsdon Hospital, a £55 million worth project consisting of three entirely new wards and two renovations, promises to increase the site's bed capacity by 15. Originally, it had hoped the much-needed facility would be ready to treat its first patients in the summer, but this was pushed back to the autumn after a series of delays. Now bosses from the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust say the facility is not expected to open until early next year, although the construction work is due to be completed in the coming weeks. It is hoped the first patients will be treated at the Rivers Centre in January. The delays, which are largely due to the availability of building materials, have also seen more than a £5 million piled onto the project's bill.
Lotus is set to make up to 200 redundancies, cutting jobs for the third time in 18 months. The Hethel-based sports car manufacturer told its staff on Thursday, November the 7th, that up to 200 UK-based roles are at risk. Lotus Cars, which is owned by Chinese firm Geely, posted significant losses in its most recent accounts. The company made around 100 cuts to jobs in July 2023, followed by another round of redundancies in January. Lotus spent £100 million on its Hethel base in 2021 and has invested more than £500 million into technology and infrastructure at its Norfolk factory over the past 6 years to go all electric by 2028. It is understood that the majority of the latest wave of redundancies will be made at the Norfolk site. Lotus staff told this newspaper that news of the job losses was dropped on them like a bomb, with just over a month until Christmas. Lotus said the planned redundancies are due to operational changes to ensure the company has the right organisation structure in place to ensure sustainable operations. Wherever possible, we will look to support the redeployment of staff and plan to look for ways to retain specific skills and knowledge within the business. Lotus has promised it remains committed to keeping the UK as the heart of its sports car operations and will continue to design and manufacture vehicles there, including its Amira sports car and its Evija hypercar.
We have now reached the end of part one. John and Marianne will follow on with part two, with more news, another feature, and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.